pass the love over microphones for winners. The girl in the back betrayed me with a smile. He said everything happens for a reason, but I didn't see it coming. And the lights went out and I couldn't shake it.
All my friends will be there. All my friends. All right, Sky by here. It's 809 WMFO in Medford. You just heard The Replacements open that up with IOU. Degeneration, new CD by them called Nothing Is Anywhere, and that song was Queens of A. And local stalwarts, The Neighborhoods, of course, with Pure and Easy. Speaking of local music, I have Tom and Rick from the New Frustrations here. How you doing, guys?
Great. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming up all the way from Plymouth. I mean, I know it's a haul.
Yeah, it was a blinding sheets of rain out there.
Yeah, well, I've been corresponding with Tom, and I was like, well, I don't know if we're going to get snow or rain, but thankfully it held in the form of rain.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about your band, how long you've been together and whatnot. And
we were just talking about it on the way up. We realized we've been together for 12 years.
Yes.
We started around 2005, just kind of getting together. The band was three guys from the band The Johnnies. It was Mike, Tim, and Brian, the drummer. Tim's a guitar player. Mike was a singer and played guitar some too. And I was filling in with The Johnnies near the end of their time playing bass for them. And then we've known Rick. We all have known each other for many years. Yeah. Tim and I go back to when we were in single digits. So
right, and I actually took guitar lessons from Tom, who plays bass in the band. So
years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you taught me some stick songs or something.
I saw you guys at the... we're going to get to this in a bit, but this power pop rocks thing, I saw you at, I think it was the Rosebud.
Oh, yeah.
Ways back.
Yeah.
Probably when that came out, I don't know.
That came out in 2007. When we played the Rosebud, that was probably a bit later.
Yeah.
But that was, I think that was either with the Neighborhoods or, not the Neighborhoods.
Wasn't Nervous Eaters?
Yes. Nervous Eaters.
Yes.
Yeah, that was fun. That was a good one.
One time.
Yeah.
The Rosebud was a good room.
Yeah.
But a lot of play. It shut it down, but, you know, there's a few popping up now where things went down, so that's a good sign.
Yeah.
But there's a fantastic new EP they have out called Debacle. I'm going to play a couple songs off of that, and then I'm going to come back and talk a bit about that EP itself. All right? Right now, though, this is a song off of that EP.
Tune in. kiss you.
All right, we're back. New Frustrations. That was Too Scared to Kiss You. And then before that, Radio Generation off the Debacle release. And I was telling these guys, I think Radio Generation is a classic song. And it could be like the theme song for this show in a sense. Because a lot of times, that's what I rail about is that there's radio doesn't play rock anymore. And national and on the local
It's
front.
Just no personality, yeah. You know. It's just gone, yeah. You know.
I mean, when we were younger, you had BCN, you had FNX, and they were on like, I mean, now I know you have ZLX, but that's 9 to midnight.
Right.
And aside from that, I don't know, I should be kind, but I think aside from that, I think it's
on
pretty
BCN,
much
On BCN, they used to have
generic.
A local top 10 every week.
Yeah, so I'm saying it used to be a lot more vibrant. And
exactly.
And I think, and even on a big scale, even they just don't play any new rock. It's like it's like rock's gone underground.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It is odd. But yeah, that song was specifically written. Tim wrote the lyrics, or the kernel of the lyrics, and it was about WBCN and listening to Oedipus on whenever that was Sunday nights or something.
Yeah, and they used to have the lunchtime cruise, isn't it? Like yeah. Lunchtime boat things, cruises.
Yeah, right.
Of sorts. I remember I saw Shake the Faith once during one of the lunchtime deals, and I saw him later that night. Pulled the old double, so I'm both.
Nice.
But, yeah, so I was off here saying, so you guys collaborate on lyrics and the music, and one guy doesn't just do lyrics.
Yeah, well, typically we do pretty much kind of write our own stuff.
We work out the arrangements.
But on that Radio Generation in particular, yeah, Tim had the lyric and a couple of verses and written down on a piece of paper. He just gave them, and they were kicking around for months, to be honest. And finally, we just, we brought it down in the studio and just came bang. We came up with a riff and added the music and wrote a couple of pre-choruses, and there you go.
Yeah.
So we're pretty fortunate to have that one.
Yeah, I think it's been getting some pretty good buzz. People seem to like it.
Yeah, on the, we've gotten some airplay in MBR and down at ATD.
Yeah,
I'm not sure about anywhere else, but
here,
but you're people
right
seem
here.
To like it.
Oh,
you're getting
on,
it here.
Right here. WMFO.
<over there. laughs> And I think it was a top 10 Boston Groupie News song.
I did see that. Yep.
So that's been very cool. The other song you played, Too Scared to Kiss You, was written
That was
by,
a quick one.
Yeah, that was written by Mike Scaglarine, who actually passed away in 2009. But it was a song of his that was one of the last ones he wrote, and we were able to remember the lyrics and all that sort of stuff, and so it's a, you know, kind of a tribute to him. Also, Debacle,
wow.
The name of the EP is after him. And it was one time we were at practice, and he was saying how he wanted to get a stage name, and he had this idea it would be Debacle, because he knew this other guy that was Destroy, and so he could be Debacle. And he wrote it up on this beam in the practice space, which we still practice there. So on the cover there, that's actually his handwriting. I took a picture of it and
got it right
it
here.
Yeah,
I was going to actually ask what the Debacle was all about.
Yeah, so that's
so there you go.
That's
Mike's,
the story.
That was Mike's stage name, or what he had hoped to have.
He never got to get to use that stage name, but we gave him the opportunity. So there you go. He's right out there.
That's right.
Okay, we're gonna play the whole thing right now. This is apropos for the weather. We're gonna play Right as Rain. Thankfully, we got rain and not snow today.
That's right.
So we're going to play that, and we'll be back in a bit.
Yeah.
Right, that was the Howder New Frustrations with Not Anymore, and we had Right as Rain before that, and I was just, I didn't realize you guys swapped the vocals out on a lot of these songs. Well, actually, Rick, you handle Radio Generation, right?
Yeah, Radio Generation and Right as Rain.
Yeah, and you sang Too Scared to Kiss You, too.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's the only one that I sing on the, actually on any of our recordings, I think, so far.
Really, even the old this power pop stuff.
The other stuff is Mike. If it's not Rick, it's Mike.
Yeah, Mike was our lead singer pretty much for most of it, and probably 80%.
And is Mike the guy that's no longer with the
band?
Yeah,
yeah.
He's not the guy that passed away.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He is.
He's Skag. Yeah.
See, how old was he?
He was a young man.
49, 50.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he was 50, 51.
Yeah, he was in the.
So I say at the Rosebud, he was probably.
He was gone.
He was gone.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Rosebud. It's probably 2012.
Yeah.
Mike passed away in 2009, kind of suddenly.
So it's good that you could remember him on the debacle.
Yeah.
Release.
Exactly.
Well, he's always with us. We call him the fifth member, so he's kind of always there with us. So.
And you have a gig.
Yes, we
down
do.
Down the road, but you have a release gig, so to speak, right?
Yeah, we're playing April Fool's Day, April 1st. It's an all-ages show. It's the 4 to 8 slot at the Midway. We're playing with State of the Union, which they're awesome.
Yeah,
great
I've seen
band.
Them a couple times.
The Stigmatics, which is, I think they're kind of relatively new around here, but it's Randall Gibson, who used to be in Scruffy the Cat and the Flies.
Yeah.
It's his new band, and they're pretty awesome. And we're playing with a band called The Only Ones. They're opening up, and they're from, I think they're from Worcester area.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of younger guys, which not hard to be.
With us, right?
Yeah. But they you know, it's complimentary and it's good and it's rocking and they have I bought their latest release and it's pretty good, so
so
we're looking forward.
Do you guys listen to the radio at all? If you like, what do you listen to? I don't. I'm gonna tell you right now, I don't.
Actually, I don't listen to a lot of radio. I just even like some of the, you know.
I used to.
Yeah.
Again, well,
it's just getting too much for me. I just hearing the same stuff
like
over.
Like we're saying,
you know?
Yeah, the classics. I don't mind any of those bands, but yeah, I'm tired of hearing, and they're great songs too. Like Bob O'Reilly, great song, but you know, I don't know. After 30 years, you're like,
we listen to shows like this one.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Well, no, but college radio. It's true. You're gonna get a lot more of a mix and.
Yeah.
If I'm playing an older classic band, it's not going to be the thing you hear all the time on the radio.
Yeah. The other week you played that Neil Diamond. That was pretty awesome.
I know. That's. I always feel I'm going to lose people when I do that.
No.
Go from like Rancid to Neil Diamond.
Hey, he's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's funny. Like, as you can tell by listening to the show, it's pretty eclectic. And I've seen Neil Diamond like 3 times. I've seen Rancid
awesome.
A bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen them a few times for Rancid.
So
Never Neil Diamond, but I've seen Rancid.
Neil's getting up there. If you're going to go, you're going to.
Come on.
Right. These guys, I don't know how much they got left. He's coming around. And actually, like, I saw him 3 or 4 years ago, and I think that was my last hour.
He still belts it out.
Like, with him, there's no way. You know, never catch me playing Sweet Caroline or Crap and Rosie.
Thank you.
On the show,
yeah.
Again,
he's
thing.
Got plenty of other good stuff.
Yeah. And the other stuff should be heard as well, too.
Sure.
Yeah. And it's weird, like, with the streaming of music now and the, like, a lot of bands, like, you got everything's digital, which it's probably financial, right? Because it costs money to put CDs out, put vinyl out, all that stuff. But I love it when people like do put that out because I still like the physical product.
Yeah, me too. You know? Yeah, we're all fans like that, you know.
You like to have something in your collection,
and it's like with the computer, it's almost like there's too much to sift through. Like, it's good and bad because there's a ton of new material coming in with bands and whatnot, but it's hard to like go to find the one spot to go to look to find it.
Yeah,
it's funny like that. But we're gonna play. This was a Power Pops.
Power Pop Rocks. It
was on the Eric Law label, right?
Yeah.
If you're trying to call me, the phone's
Lawless
on the
Records.
Eric.
Lawless Records. Yeah.
I don't know. If you know what, if you're trying to call me, and the phone's not working and you're listening, which is doubtful, but if you are, just call the call the number 855-915-9636. Supposedly that's the number, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I just called to get in, so
yeah,
it worked.
These guys had trouble themselves because obviously the phone was not picking anything up. But we're going to play something off of the Power Pops Rocks. You might get a song and a half out of this. I'm not sure yet. We'll see how it goes. It's because, you know, it's a turntable. No one uses a turntable. Although I did just get a turntable for Christmas.
Well, you got to practice up.
Yeah. Fantastic. Play some songs. We'll be back.
Oh no.
Just a little bit of the end.
Telling you. I wish it all would go.
WMFO in Medford. That was the Bouncing Souls. New stuff by them. It's called Simplicity is the name of the CD. The song was Up to Us. State of the Union, who will be at the Midway, right?
Midway.
With A Man Overboard. I've seen them a couple of times. They are a great band. And we tried to play something off Power Pop Rocks, but this is live. We don't edits and double takes, and there was a lot of dust on the needle, and it might have been a little bit of an issue with the record.
The record was not faulty, I don't believe. No. I don't think it was us.
Yeah. I tried them all. All the ones you pressed, I tried them all.
Probably not. It's probably the bum needle. But I think they got the gist of it.
I don't know.
And the main thing was to get Debacle played, right. And we played the whole damn thing. So there. Yeah.
But, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, once again, thanks for hauling up here.
No problem.
And I look forward to the Midway show.
That's right. We'll be back next week.
April 1st at the Midway.
Yeah, April 1st at the Midway. 4 to 8. It's the afternoon all-ages show, so...
There's no reason not to be there.
You can bring your kids.
See, I work Saturdays, but I'll be there. I'll get the day off.
6:15.
Yeah, so. Generally I'm there till 6.
Yeah.
But... That's the one that, I mean, generally people, it's
like
a 5 good
o'clock,
thing.
Just take the mail and just throw it in a ditch. And
yeah. Well, it's been done.
Not by you.
No. I'll figure a way. I'll be there. Because it's a great bill. That is a good bill.
Yeah, I can't wait.
It's great. I don't know the other two bands, but
they're good.
They're good. And
yeah.
I know 2 out of 4 are very good, so that's enough right there. But once again, thanks for coming in. And, I'll see you in a show soon.
All right.
We'll be in touch.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll let you know any developments as they happen or whatever. So
yeah.
If we
get it to me, you know, I'll play it.
Awesome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Love local music. You got to support this music, support these guys. And where can they get...
That's a good thing. We have it on Bandcamp. You can either download it. Or you can actually get a physical copy, buy it online. So it's newfrustrations.bandcamp.com.
I think it's $4.
$4.
How can you beat that? A buck a song. It's fantastic.
It's for cheap beer.
Yeah, it's fantastic. All right. Thanks, guys. We're going to play something by the Black Halos, and I get about 15 minutes. I'll be back one more time and say see ya.
Why did it do? I don't. Goodbye. I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
WMFO in Medford. We got to get out of here. It's 8:57. Tom and Rick are still here.
Yes.
They hung around till the bitter end.
I like to chat.
Put up with my tunage. But this is it, guys. Last tune. See you at the Midway.
Okay.
This is Jeremy and the Harlequins. Thanks for listening. See ya.
My tank isn't full. Got a spare, but I know that I'll make it, 'cause I know you're waiting there.